Paul Tonko, of course, our friend, representative of the 20th District in New York, in office since 2009, and I have to say, a good friend of mine. Okay, Paul Tonko, everybody's talking town meetings. The old days, you had a town meeting, some people came, you might have got a rough question. Now those town meetings are getting pretty raucous.
Right.
You just had a
They're a measuring stick, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, I think people are looking to see if you're willing to host a town hall meeting or not, and it becomes a lightning rod issue.
Well, now, you're a Democrat in a blue state, mm-hmm. so when you host a town meeting, you don't run the same risk that some of the Republican outliers
face. Well, but let me remind you that in 2009, I held town hall meetings to review the proposal then for the Affordable Care Act. And not expecting a bed of roses, which it wasn't. But I think it's still a function that serves you well. And it's a courtesy that you owe your constituents. And as I indicated many times over in the last few weeks, that it's not only a good format, it's a way for us to facilitate community dialogue. And there's not a lot of community dialogue. You know, you make that happen here at the station. But I think to come together as a community, different thinking, different solutions, you modify your thinking, perhaps, you stretch your thinking, you change your thinking simply by the input from neighbors and friends. And I think fostering that kind of forum, that kind of climate is very helpful.
Now, Paul Tonko, that's fair. I think that's a fair analysis. I have to say, Trump won in your district, didn't he?
Basically, no. I think Hillary carried the district. Trump may have carried the counties that are part of the district, but this portion that we have, Hillary came out ahead.
But even so, you have plenty of Trump people who can come to a town meeting
right.
and say, I'm going to give that guy a tough time. Did they at your last town meeting?
No, actually, our town meeting went really well. You don't know what to expect when you offer these opportunities. Even in assessing an expected audience, what size audience. So we held ours at the Schenectady County Community College, had their biggest room, their auditorium, that seats well over 400, and then planned for two overflow rooms in case we needed them. And to the credit of the college, Dr. Mono and all of his team were phenomenal. They went out of their way last minute on spot to provide four additional overflow rooms.
Wow.
So he stated from the podium that we had anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200.
So who decides who gets called on to speak at yours?
We just open it up. Raise your hand and we're welcoming you to share a question with us or a comment. And we allowed all the overflow rooms to participate. So we interacted with them so we didn't just take questions from the first room, the primary room, but everyone was treated on equal basis and, you know, allowed even calls to be made in because people watched it on Facebook. I think at peak we had 400 and some plus that were watching on social media. So now that repeal fervor has kind of settled down and they're working on their replacement package, which President Trump said would be days. He said that back in early January,
sure.
Then weeks, and now we're hearing 2018. But again, over the weekend, he's supposed to be delivering in the near future a replacement plan which will cover everybody at lower premium costs.
A lot of nonsense. A lot of nonsense, of course. They're talking about, we can go through them very quickly. They're talking about coming up with three things. Number one, medical care accounts. Well, what kind of person at the end of the lower end of the spectrum
is going to be able to
has money
that.
For a medical care account?
Right, right. It's insensitive, I believe. What I've heard so far is grossly insensitive. Even their pre-existing condition benefit, how they calculate that, isn't really a true pre-existing condition. If you're with insurance and in good stead, if you're up to date with payment, you can keep your insurance. Well, you know, this is more about
the
individual who shows up and says, I need health care and health care insurance. And by the way, I'm a diabetic. And now you can't preclude that person from being insured. So it's a whole different story the way they approach it.
But what else they got in that package that we're hearing about?
In their package or ours?
Theirs.
Theirs, perhaps selling insurance over state lines.
Well, what does that do?
I think it gives you, it can give you a subpar insurance plan because state agencies have, you know, really monitored their insurance thing. A lot of it in states differs. And, you know, just do I want to settle for a Mississippi plan or a Texas plan for, you know, some of these states haven't even covered a majority of their children. So you could get most who are involved in this business in the actuarial science have indicated that that concept would probably give you lesser coverage with more premium costs.
Now, what's the business with Medicaid?
Yeah.
Poor and older people, and ACA. We have about a minute, and maybe we'll have to go into the next one.
Okay. I'll just quickly just state here that Medicaid, Medicare, Planned Parenthood, mental health parity are all interwoven with the Affordable Care Act, and they all form like a partnership that provides the actuarial balance and the services so that you get the accessibility, affordability, and quality of services that make this plan what it is. And if you dilute any one of those three dynamics, the access, the affordability, or the quality of the care, then I say, no, there's a red light to your plan.
Will New York be at some risk here? I know that
it could be, especially with the Medicaid issue where you could lose billions of dollars.
And you've spoken to the governor about this?
I have. I've spoken to his folks. I've spoken to state legislators because it's a huge insurance program that allows a lot of our people to be insured and covered adequately.
Paul Tonko, we love having you here. Representative Paul Tonko is Democrat of New York's 20th District, in office since 2009, sitting across the table from me, and I very much appreciate your presence here, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.